Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey guys.
So today, John and I are sharing an episode that I think we're going to end up titling The Real, The Raw, and The Hard.
True. Very true.
We share a lot of our successes on Instagram and here on the podcast, sharing our past businesses. And I think it would be really easy to look at us and lose perspective that we go through struggles too. And so today we kind of wanted to share and shed a little bit of light on that. John and I have been kind of going through some hiccups lately with small business in this economy. And I know so many small business owners who listen are going to relate to this. And that's kind of our hope, that it's encouraging today. But I've shared a little bit on Instagram, kind of given a few peeks, mainly because I feel like I owe it to share that, because I share so much there that I can't just pretend everything's light and fluffy when it's not. So I've gotten on a few times and just kind of said, like, here's where I'm at, not in a great headspace, working through some stuff, but haven't shed light on what that is. And the reason that I didn't do that was because it's really easy to get on social media and have a pity party, because you know, the messages are going to come like, oh no, we're here for you, I'm so sorry, you don't deserve this, all of that. I know it would come. There's a lot of unread messages that are like that right now, I'm sure.
And we've done that before, right?
We have. Yeah. But I feel like it's maturing to like not do that on social media, which is kind of the standard, and instead take some time to step back and really work through it together on our own with God. And hopefully by doing that and then coming back when our hearts are ready to kind of share it all, instead of it being a pity party, it comes off as what we've learned and sharing the light of Jesus throughout it and how we can see his goodness through all of it. And when you're in the thick of it and in the beginning of it, you don't really see a whole lot of Jesus up in this situation, because we are sinners and we have those moments of weakness, and we've had a lot of those lately. So we are still working through a lot, but we are going to kind of shed light on that today and hope that we can just proclaim the how far we've come in just a couple of weeks of just trusting in him and what that looks like. But before we do that, we need to do our community spotlight.
Let's do it.
Okay, today's community spotlight is Helene Jordan, and I'm hoping I'm saying her first name correctly. If I'm not, I'm truly sorry. I'm really bad with pronunciations. But I wanted to shout her out because she is a fellow small business owner. They're local. Her and her husband work together. They have multiple kids. And she's always in DMs encouraging whenever she sees small business updates and kind of going through similar struggles or ups and downs. She's just there to be excited with us, to be in the lows with us, all the things. And she understands. So there's a lot of solidarity there. So Helene, I appreciate you following along and being such a sweet light in our DMs. And we just see you and appreciate you. Okay, so let's jump into today's episode. I'm slightly nervous, but also at the same time, I'm really excited to kind of share, because I'm afraid I'm going to sound one like whiny and complainative at times. And that's not what I want to sound like at all. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, this is hard. And I'm just hoping today comes off more as encouraging and like almost like we're like walking alongside other people who might be experiencing this. And they're like, oh yes, we're with you. We feel you. Like, we can get through this together, and hopefully shed light on perspective if somebody's like drowning right now or feels like they're drowning. Like, hey, it's okay. We've got this.
Yep.
So we're going to kind of back up a little bit, starting off at the beginning of the year, because this year has so far been a roller coaster for us with small business. In January and February, we hit our highest sales. Like, we peaked at Cookie Crate, right?
We did. Yeah. So we were about 30% up in sales, and it was just growing all last year. And so when you're growing, you always look for the future. You figure out, okay, we're growing, we're making make money that we can actually reinvest in the business and put back in. So we were looking at all of our opportunities, all of our options to make our product better, and what our customers are getting better, bringing on new lines, clothing. We were getting some merch.
We had really fun things. We had merch.
You already went through all that. It was ready.
Oh, everything's
to actually
ready.
Order and drop. You got stickers we just got in. We got all of our cookie dough packaging and containers we just invested in.
Had our rebrand, which no one ever even knew was coming, because we never shared. I said we had something big and top secret we've been working on, and that was actually a whole rebrand for Cookie Crate. New boxes, like beautiful packaging. And
that was a big investment.
Huge.
Even when we were doing good, that was still a big investment.
Yeah.
So that was January and February, and then March came. And what happened in March?
Dun, dun, dun.
In that era, that time is when they started talking about inflation. Even though there was already inflation, everybody knew it, but they started talking about it on the media. And then they started talking about the gas prices. That's when the gas prices shot up. And that just stunned everybody. And I really think that shocked everybody. And they were shocked. They just didn't know what to do. So they just held on to their money. They started making wise decisions. And the first thing you're going to go with and drop is, well,
non-necessary essentials.
Exactly. You got to put gas in the car so you can go to work and make money for that. And we got hit hard. So our sales were up 30%. And in March was the beginning. If you compare it to the last year in March, it dropped over 40% that first month.
In comparison to years prior is what he's saying.
The year before that. Right. So not the 30 plus and we're only down 10%. No, we're actually down now 70% in sales compared to the month right before that.
Which is crazy because the cookie crate has only ever gone up. Like the trajectory has just been up, up, up. Like you're riding the roller coaster and you hear the clicking and it keeps going up. That is what we've done. And in January and February, when we were like really hitting it high, we, you know, John and I were both dreamers essentially. He's just more of the jumping on the dream. And we were dreaming like crazy. We saw like so many opportunities, so many things. And the reason we haven't like gone out, if anybody has followed our accounts long enough, they know like our dream is to have a homestead and a farmhouse and land and let our kids run free and all of those things. And that's our, that was our goal, right? Mm-hmm. That has always been our goal. But we have always chosen to reinvest in our businesses instead of taking all that money out and, you know, creating our dream now. Because we see opportunity and we like to go after it. So we've always reinvested and just kind of gone to the next big thing that we could do in business. So we really thought that's, we were like, wow, can imagine like in a year where we're going to be at from now, if we keep going this way. So that's kind of where our headspace was at. So honestly, looking back in retrospect now, our headspace being there was wrong.
It was wrong.
It was very worldly. Wrong. Yeah. It was very worldly. It was not at all saying, God, you, this is yours. Thank you for letting us have it, but this is yours. And ultimately you can choose to take that away or you can choose to let us have it and keep blessing with it. But our minds had gotten clouded and just being successful and excited about it. And not in like a bad uppity type of way where we're like, oh, we're successful now. Ha ha ha. Like it was nothing like that. Our hearts were still good and had good intentions, but we definitely got jaded by seeing, you know, where we could be and anticipating all the things we could do and forgetting like, this might not be God's plan for us and not giving it over to him. So that's one thing, if anything, already we have learned is to, give it over first. Yep,
to give it over. So, with business, one tip to do, because we do have a history of having ups and downs in the businesses that we've owned, is to have a cash reserve. So you always want to have a cash reserve, especially when you have employees. That's very, very important because you don't want to lose your employees. If they're good employees, you want to keep them. And you love your employees. They're kind of like family. So we built up a cash reserve that would last us for a few months. So we're like, okay, March, this must be a hiccup. We'll be fine. Let's keep going on the way we were planning on investing. So we kept on working on those projects.
But just putting the pause button on any big spending purchases.
Yes, any big spending purchases for the time being. But we kept on working on those projects. So we had them. So when things turned, we could go ahead and invest and we haven't lost any time. Mm-hmm. And then when April came and then May came and it got worse and it did get worse. Then our cash reserve was eaten up and that was just eaten up by overhead. You know, things
just
are
maintaining
expensive.
Our bills are, you know, all of the bills that pack on with owning a business.
Yeah. And it's amazing what you can look, how quickly you can see your bank account when you own a business just drop. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks great. And it probably drives Meg crazy because over the years I'm like, babe, we are doing great. We can invest. Let's do this. And then a week later I'm like,
we have no money.
I forgot about that big bill that was coming through. Oh, we have no money. We need to sell some more cookies.
Oh, wait. We have property tax and overhead and gas and all of the things. Like, it's just a lot comes.
And if you're not on it, that just stuff catches you off, you know, off your guard. So it's very important if you have a business, build up a cash reserve just in case you go through a situation like this. And that way, you're not stressed out right away. You can actually gives you a little bit of time to make some changes. So after those 3 months, we sat down with our CPA and he kind of went over the numbers with us.
I did not do well after that meeting.
Yeah. So I kind of went to him and said, okay, hey, if we only sell this much for every month for the rest of the year, for 1 year, how many employees can we keep on staff to make this certain amount that I had in my head? He was like, well, none. So we would have to fire all of our employees and still not be at that mark that I had in my head. So that was a real, shocker for us.
Very disheartening and very
scary.
Scary, really scary. And I'm not going to lie that I had some really ugly thoughts during that time and just feelings of just like, well, what are we working for? What have we worked so hard for? There were so many ugly things that went through my head that I'm not ashamed to admit because I know people go through this, but I had so little hope in that moment where I had to throw myself my own little pity party and walk through like, well, why did God bring us all this way? Why have we worked for over a decade for so hard in business to just fail? Like, I don't understand what's happening. I had all these moments, guys. It was like the struggle bus was real.
And what I was frustrated with was it was something that we didn't do.
Yeah.
This was something that was totally that we had. It was not a decision that we made. Right. That was a bad decision that we did in our business practices or whatever to make this happen. It just happened.
Because of the economy, we were affected in this manner.
And be honest with you, I mean, if we're honest, it was hard because other businesses were doing really good during this time. But that goes two ways because when COVID hit, there's a lot of businesses that went out of business. And some people that might be listening to us now that had businesses they struggled a lot during that time.
Yeah.
But we grew a lot exponentially. During that time.
Yeah.
We did because of COVID.
Right.
So when you look back, you can actually see that and say, hold up,
for sure.
We can't complain about this because people went through this, a year ago when we were doing so well.
I remember thinking about that too and being like, well, I'm sure so many people looked at us and like, are you serious? They're thriving during a pandemic. But it can change at the drop of a hat.
It can. And you just do not know. So that's why it's very important to have that cash reserve available. So after we got done talking to our CPA, we had a few tough months there.
We had a family meeting.
Give it some time and realize that, we don't feel like God thinks we should go ahead and just let all of our employees go. Mm-hmm. We love them too much. They're great to us. They're like family. And they're invested in our business and we're invested in them and their families. So, we made the decision that we're going to keep things going, keep our employees. We might have to skimp some on some hours. We couldn't make that decision.
I didn't expect
it. Are you crying?
I am.
Why are you crying right now? It is emotional.
So. I didn't expect to get emotional, but we just got to the point where we finally had the team that we had prayed for. Mm-hmm. They all worked so hard and they all love us and they love our family and we love them and their families. And there's so much connection to them. They're not just employees. So it was really difficult to get to this point where you had to like pick and choose. That was hard.
It was.
And we had to let some people go and that was really difficult and not anything I ever want to ever do again. But it was just having to like, kind of like put names on a piece of paper and be like, okay, well, who goes? Like that was awful. It was really bad. So anyways, I'm really grateful that the people who did have to go were so gracious and kind and understanding that this wasn't any personal attack and nothing we wanted to do. They knew it. Mm-hmm. It was just what had to be. And so they're still so sweet and loving on us, but I didn't expect to get emotional over that, but I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. So we also had to make decisions as well along those same lines about having to decide, okay, well, like, what can we cut back on? Like, how can we be financially smart? Because we want to do what's best for the, you know, who we have. We want to serve Cookie Crate the best that we can. But we also have to be financially smart for our family as well, because in the past we've done this, we've had this happen before, and John's going to kind of talk about this in a few minutes. But we had this happen similarly with other businesses. And instead of thinking of our family first, we put everything else before that, and we put ourselves kind of in a hole, that time. And so this time around, we were like, we can't do that. It's not smart. Now we have four kids and it's not an option anymore. So we had to be smart about saying, okay, like, well, how can we skimp for our family to like cut down to as little as possible? So we've just had to make really wise choices, which honestly, people have been doing this for decades, budgeting and cutting. Like, it sounds probably pretty pathetic that people are probably rolling their eyes like, yeah, oh gosh, you had to do a budget. Wow. You know, and I get that. But when your finances are skyrocketing up, you think, oh, this is going to be great. And you're reinvesting and you're not taking out a bunch for yourself and you're just living off the top. You know, that's a good, you know, good place to be. And then all of a sudden it's not there and you have to get smart and you have to have some realizations. And that's kind of where we've been. So we're doing all the fun things. The kids are like, on Sundays, they're like, why are we driving to three different grocery stores? I'm like, 'cause mommy clipped coupons and we're budgeting. We're driving all over, spending all the gas to save $20.
You make me so proud.
It probably doesn't make sense by the gas, but we're figuring it out.
They're close enough, so it's fine.
It's actually been kind of fun. It's been a game to me to be like, where can I get the cheapest things? Yeah. But stuff, you know, that you don't think about before. So we're just having to realize, like, there's a lot of what ifs right now, and we don't know how long we're gonna have to withstand this storm, you know.
In this storm, we also found out that we're gonna be getting audited.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The icing on the cake.
Yeah. So we're going to get the business is getting audited. So they decided, let's go ahead and hit them with that.
And that's been happening for a couple weeks now.
Oh, I know. That's been happening for about 2 months now.
Has it been that long?
It has. Yeah. It's a long process. So
honestly, I feel like I'm going to look back at this time and be like, this is like childbirth where I've blacked it out sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's like certain parts you black out for your memory.
We found out that our roof was coming in on one of our buildings. So we had to right then put on a $20,000 roof. That we were not expecting. So it's like we were getting hit.
When the devil attacks, he comes hard.
He does, yeah.
And it feels like the last couple of months he has been coming at John and I. And we also said, I told this to John the other night, because we were getting snippy with each other because we were talking about all of this and just, you know how the heat rises when you start talking about all the things that are difficult or what you feel like is going wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh, John, we are doing the podcast has been on our bucket list for so long and we're doing it now, which feels like, why are we doing this right now? Because, you know, things are hard and tight. Mm-hmm. But I was like, we're doing this because we're talking to people and we're sharing God's love and we're sharing our love with one another and our teamwork and our relationship. It makes complete sense that the devil's going to come at attacking our marriage and our family and try to break up anything he can where we're proclaiming to be strong.
Yeah.
And we are strong. And I'm like, no, not in this house, devil. Like, good luck to you, sir. And it was just like this, oh my gosh, he's coming at us right now. Yeah. Us. It's a personal attack.
And it took a couple of weeks to realize that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that, you know, we're in it, but then it takes a while to actually realize what he's actually doing.
Yeah. So all of this has just been happening. And the audit was really, really just felt like the tipping over the, I'm picturing, oh, those Jenga blocks, like just tipping over the blocks.
So stressful.
Falling apart. Yeah. Late nights of having to go through countless receipts and paperwork and all of the things, like, it's exactly what it looks like on TV. And to be quite honest, it sucks.
Yes.
But we are going to come through it stronger for having it happened and being able to say it happened. It's done. Thank goodness. Although you can get audited again, can't you?
I have no clue. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, wait. There is something we wanted to share on this topic. Remember, we were talking about this and we were like, when we got audited in the beginning, when it first started, we were like, there is a lesson that other people need to know here.
Yeah. So one of the lessons is...
For small business owners.
And this is for small business owners, but then also just regular people. So if you buy something online, so the big deal with e-commerce back in the day, you didn't have to pay sales tax. Mm-hmm. You bought it in a different state... and it's shipping to a different state, you don't have to pay sales tax. Well, that's not accurate. So actually in the code, in the tax code, is if you buy something from, let's say, from a random mom and pop store in California, you're not getting charged sales tax, but you're actually supposed to write the state of Tennessee that tax and mm-hmm. send it to them on your taxes, saying that you bought that and you're paying the tax for that item. Because apparently it's not the responsibility of the business in a different state to actually charge you the tax.
Yeah.
But it's your responsibility to pay the tax to your state. I never knew that. I've never heard that before. I've never had a CPA tell me that before or a tax person tell me that before. Now, so that's illegal if you're not doing it, but regular people never get audited for that stuff. The only time when that's found out is if a business is audited, and when they do the sales audit, that's when they actually dig in and they want to see every proof that you actually paid sales tax. So now, of course, if it's reselling the item, you don't have to pay sales tax. Mm-hmm. So if it's for ingredients or stickers that are going in a box that's getting shipped to the customer, right, we don't pay sales tax on that. But for our ovens, mm-hmm. so, you know, our $15,000 ovens, you know,
if we bought it from North Carolina.
Well, one of them was bought in North Carolina, then we didn't pay sales tax. It was bought in a different state. Well, we had to pay sales tax now on that. So
lesson learned.
Lesson learned. So if you have a business, you're supposed to be doing that. So if you get tax audited, you will have to pay that back if you're not paying that back now. So,
but we've been through this before. So talk about 2015.
Yes.
2019.
Sure.
Business is hard.
Business is hard. It's not always just going up. Sometimes it's a roller coaster. So 2015, we had our discount online parts store, and it was a big e-commerce store, and we had we ranked really good on Google. So we had a lot of good sales. Things were going great. We had a couple employees that were in there. You were working in there full time with us. And just overnight, for some reason, Google just dropped us off the first page for all of our rankings. And they put us down. I think some of the stuff was like 15 pages, 30 pages back, which no one would ever find
us. Nobody clicks that far. No one.
So our sales dropped, and they dropped, I can't remember, it was a big number. It's like 80% in sales. And it hit us hard. And we did not have a good nest egg on that one to keep the doors open for too long. So we had to make a pretty quick decision on that one, which we actually had to lay our two employees off that we did have. And that was extremely hard because one of them was a really good friend of mine. And he had a young, he had a family with some young kids. But again, the frustrating part with that is it was nothing that we did.
Right.
We could have been more prepared as far as having a bigger nest egg for that situation, but
we learned from that.
Yeah, we learned from that. So, we limped through, we got in debt. I think we were like $100,000+ in debt. And then after a while, and then Google hit that button and we got back on the first page again on some of those searches. And then our sales skyrocketed. And then we hired on, and then we started growing again, paying off that debt.
Which, looking back, talking about this, I can see, the people that we laid off, they moved on and did bigger and better things, which were best for them.
For sure.
And then when we started doing well again, and the people that we hired on, one of those people is the person who bought the business mm-hmm. from us eventually. So like, I know God's in the details. Like, I know all of this.
Yeah.
But just hearing you say it, I'm like, oh, I see where the puzzle pieces were being moved around. Like, I get it.
And there's a chance that we would have hired her if we had those other two people that were employed, if we didn't go through that time. So 2019 comes around, and the website was doing okay. It was an old website. For years, people have been telling us that we needed a new website built for us. But it was a scary thing, and it was very expensive. I think it was like $35,000 mm-hmm. to build one for ours. And that was for multiple people. That was the cheapest price that we got.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those you could just go to like Squarespace or something crazy like that. It had like hundreds of thousands of backlinks and parts. And
28,000 individual part numbers on there, all individually typed out. Yeah. So it was a big website. So we finally realized that our sales were keep on going down, and we just, the fix was to get a new website. So we jumped on it, mm-hmm. found a local guy that did that for us. When he did that, it jacked up. Things happened. Very nice gentleman, but
it didn't get done correctly.
It didn't get done correctly. Right. And we lost all of our links.
Yeah.
For a month we had no sales. I think we might have had $100 when we were used to 6,000 a day.
I remember at that point, we thought, wait, we're going to lose our house. Like, we're going to, like, what's going to happen?
Again, on round two, right?
Yeah. Like, everything's gone. Then what do we do?
Yeah. And then we, like, for a month straight, then we're like, dude, you gotta switch it back. I don't care what we paid for this website. You need to go back to the old website, hit that button. He was like, well, it might not work. I'm like, well, it's better than not making any sales that we have now. So he hit that button. We went back to our old website, which is a dinosaur, and then sales picked back up.
But a dinosaur that worked.
They never went back up to where they were at. That still hurt us. And again, yes, we made the call on feeling like we needed this new website. So we did make that decision, but it wasn't our doing. That it wasn't done correctly. We trusted somebody.
But that's just kind of the gambles. There's so much gambling in business where you're deciding, okay, like what you have to weigh out the risk versus reward and decide what you're going to do. And the, you know, learning that we need to have a cash reserve for these choices that we make now, you know, is the wisest thing we've learned. But also, there's not safety in finances either. So you just have to remember that. And just go with your gut or instinct, and it's not always going to be right.
Yeah. So with that situation, that was 2019, Mimi's, I think it was during the wintertime. No, it was during the summertime. It was doing okay. It wasn't profiting enough money for us to live on for just that business. So we got in debt again, like another $100,000. I think that's what it was. Then we decided that's when we started up Cookie Crate. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we started up Cookie Crate, we realized we wanted to sell Mimi's, so that helped out with some of our cash. We were able to sell Mimi's, and then we realized, you know, discount, we needed to sell discount. Cookie Crate was taken off. We needed to concentrate on Cookie Crate. God has blessed us with this business, and we really needed to focus everything on Cookie Crate. And then that's when we decided to sell discount to one of the employees there.
Right. And then you can see, looking back though, where he puts something each time, and we'll talk about that too in a minute, kind of like where we're at now. We'll update with like what's happening, and you know, this is the backstory of what we've been going through the last few weeks, but obviously this isn't the end of our story, and there's so much more to be shared and learned here. I keep hearing that song, Praise Music is like my deep breath, like just take a deep breath and listen to worship music. Obviously reading the Bible is fantastic and necessary. And I could plug Amber's episode right here too. If you haven't listened to episode 7, make sure you go and do that. Because it's so necessary to be in God's actual physical word. But praise music just gives me, like, I can close my eyes and just feel my feelings and just worship. And that song, Fires, but it says, you walked me through fires. I'm living out the victory, but that doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. And I've like listened to that song over and over. Like, God doesn't ever promise us that it's going to be easy, that we're going to have an easy time. In fact, he tells us the opposite. He's honest with us. But that we're living out the victory. We're living out our lives. And the goal for me, for us, is to struggle well through it and to learn and adapt each and every time to these curveballs thrown at us, to not let it make our faith waver, to stay strong in our faith like a tower that's like built firm, and to carry our family together through it like that. And if I'm being honest, John and I, we can high five each other. We're doing it. We struggle at moments. We have really weak times. But we also come through it stronger and with this perspective. And if anything, I'm proud of that, that we just like stick together through all of this crazy chaos.
What a mess.
Oh, he gives and he takes away. That's what Job 1:21 tells us. And James 1:8 has been something that John and I have both dwelled on for a while now. That such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. I had to look up what double-minded meant, and I didn't understand when we were reading that. We both were like, what does this even mean? And it means that when you're saying like, okay, God, I trust you. You're doing something here. I trust you.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom. Let me do it right. You know, let me work through you, or you work through me. But then you turn around and you try to figure everything out on your own, take it back into control in your own hands, where you
question everything,
questioning every little thing that happens. So you're not actually giving it over to God. You're not actually laying your burden down. That's not really biblical if you're just kind of handing it over and taking it back into your control.
So now here's where we're at. So we have, you know, Cookie Crate will always be around. I truly believe that. I do not believe that we have Cookie Crate so it could just fail. So it is priority. We know it's going to be there, but right now we have to survive. Mm-hmm. So with this, before I was working in Bear Brothers a day or two. Now I'm full-time in Bear Brothers. So Bear Brothers is a restoration shop, and it's actually right across the street from us, and we just moved into a really big shop. I'm part owners with Jonathan Yates and Heather Yates, and what we do there is we just do full restorations on old cars. And the website is bearbrothers.co, and Instagram is bearbrothersco. So just
I'm
do a
teaching
little,
John everything he knows on Instagram.
A little shout out there. Yeah, Meg's doing all kinds of teaching at nighttime with me on Instagram and telling me what I'm doing wrong and giving me ideas and saying how stupid I am for not knowing certain things.
Do not. Don't even. Y'all don't let them fool you.
So I'm pretty excited about that. So it's just working out really good because Bear Brothers is just crazy. It's unbelievable.
It's like, not crazy.
Yeah. Concrete going down, but then now Bear Brothers is going up, and it's just owning businesses are just a roller coaster.
Well, let's put it this way with, like we said, with each thing in the past where, you know, Discount failed, but we had Mimi's, and then Mimi was struggling, but we had Cookie Crate, and like we had all these stepping stones because we've reinvested and because our wheels never stop turning and because we've chosen to keep dreaming and keep achieving and trying and striving for things. It's just crazy. You know, now we had Cookie Crate and Bear Brothers happened simultaneously. It was like within a couple months.
Yeah.
And we were like, what is going on here? Like, why are we always doing two businesses? Why can't we ever just have one? But now I know why. I know why God does this. And if we didn't have Bear Brothers right now, explain what that would look like for a hot second. Like if Bear Brothers didn't exist and we were the way we were with Cookie Crate.
Yeah, we would have to get more and more loans and go further in debt. And then hopefully in a couple of years, get back out of it.
Right.
You know, so.
Exactly. So we have this sufficient business that's thriving.
Yeah. And I love it. And the crazy thing is it was my passion.
Yes.
It's something I've dreamt about for 30 years. I mean, it's crazy. And with when you're owning a business, you have to adapt. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. Cause when you go in those valleys, you have to learn, adapt, find a better way, fix things, look at the equations, change the equations and make it work.
In the police academy, they teach you adapt and overcome.
There you go. And that's 100%. That's a business owner. And if you don't, that might be the reason why, you know, most businesses go out of business in 2 years because they don't adapt and overcome. But it's cool to see, you know, if Cookie Crate was thriving and it kept on going in that direction, I would never be able to go full time with Bear Brothers. And Bear Brothers needed it. It needed somebody, one of the owners full time in there to get it going in the right direction. And that's the way we're going now. So, and now we have an opportunity for Cookie Crate to start from ground zero again and work up with employees that we put there.
Right.
Right. And that way we can build a team around that. So it's not me or it's just not you running Cookie Crate. We have a team running, working together, building Cookie Crate. And then I can continue over at Bear Brothers.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see what God's doing right now, real time. We can actually see this because of what we went through in 2015, 2019. Our eyes are open. We don't see everything, but we can see where we're going.
Right. And when this first all hit, we didn't see any of this. We were just like, wow, great. Another punch in the gut. Here we go again.
Yep.
We had all of that, you know, whiny mess talk going on. But being able to talk about this and really prayerfully work through it on a regular basis and see that God is so good and just providing for our family time and time again. And I truly believe, you know, we've talked about this. I don't know that the farmhouse or the homestead will ever exist, but to be honest, I'm completely at peace with that. For a long time, I could never say that statement. It was all I wanted, all I worked for. It was at the end of my mind when I was working hard and hustling at, you know, midnight or whatever it might be. That's what I was working for. But now I'm working for different reasons, and I'm just grateful to be providing together for our family and to be able to shed light on just what God's doing in our life and share that alongside other business owners who might be sweltering in this economy as well. We just want you to know that you're not alone. We feel so much of the heat and the pressures alongside you. I would just say that our recommendation is just to be prayerfully asking God, like, show me where you're at in this. Make it the forefront of my vision. What are you doing here? You might not get the answer of exactly what's happening. I would love to know 10 steps down the road. It's not going to happen.
Well, and read James, you know, so if you can get a devotion in James,
this is true.
That is a big one right there because this goes over all this stuff.
If you can't tell, John and I have been stuck in James for a while now, but it's just like, it just keeps coming.
Yep. Keeps coming.
Oh man. But I will say too, throughout all of this, this podcast called the Teamwork Podcast. And John and I have stayed a team. When he's down, I'm up. When I'm up, he's down. When we're both down together, we try to go into separate rooms.
Watch out, kids.
we just are struggling well together. But I couldn't go through this with anybody else. I really couldn't.
Thanks, babe.
And I'm really grateful for our community. I know I've been really spotty on Instagram lately. Honestly, that's just guarding my own heart. That's where I had to be and might happen again. Honestly, I just have to kind of disappear at times. But that's where we're at this episode. I hope it didn't sound like a pity party or whining or complainative. It's just real, honest, and raw in the heart of business and doing it in this economy and just where we're at.
And I'm still pumped.
I forgot you didn't do that.
Still pumped, no matter what.
We're pumped no matter what. We'll take anything, bring it our way. We'll learn some lessons and hopefully grow stronger and deeper in connection with each other and we with will. God.
For sure.
I love you, babe.
Love you too, babe.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to share anything that's going on in your life or your struggle, I promise you can find me on Instagram. I might not answer right away, but I assure you that I will get there if you're patient and kind enough to wait. But I would love to be able to pray over you and just be there alongside you. So thank you guys so much for listening and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you next time.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked it, leave us a review. If you're following on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button. On Instagram, follow us at The Modern Tulip, and we will see you guys in the next episode.